God bless you, brethren. I want to appreciate God for the gift of life. I want to thank you so much for praying for me so that I could be able to minister to the bride. And as we are rounding up this week's daily devotion on the subject or title, The Divine Blueprint, I want us to sing this song, It's Dripping with Blood. With you here is Pastor Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe. The first one to die for this Holy Ghost plan was John the Baptist. But he died like a man. Then came the Lord Jesus. They crucified him. He taught that the Spirit would save men from sin. He's dripping with blood. Oh yes, he's dripping with blood. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. The blood of disciples who died for the truth. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. There was Peter and Paul and John the Divine. They gave up their lives so this gospel could shine. They mingled their blood like the prophets of old, so the true word of God could honest be told. It's dripping with blood. Oh yes, it's dripping with blood. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. The blood of disciples who died for the truth. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. Then there is John Stephen. He preached against him. He made them so angry. They dashed his head in. But he died in the Spirit and gave up the ghost and went to join others. That life-giving home is dripping with blood. Oh yes, it's dripping with blood. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. The blood of disciples who died for the truth. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. The souls under the altar are crying, how long for the Lord to punish those who have done wrong? But there's going to be more who'll give their lives blood for this Holy Ghost gospel and its crimson flood. It's dripping with blood. Oh yes, it's dripping with blood. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. The blood of disciples who died for the truth. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood.
Hallelujah. Yes. This Holy Gospel is dripping with blood. We thank God as we go to the second book of Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 8. At the time of delivering this message, we understand that the Lord has taken away one of the gallant soldiers, the son of the prophet messenger William Branham, his name Bilbo, who went to the Lord some few days ago. And Paul, as he wrote to Timothy in the second book of Timothy, chapter 4, verse 1, Paul said, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearance at his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not enjoy sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is come. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only me, to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Praise God. We understand that those who keep the faith, God will reward them. There's a crown for you and me, brother. If we fight a good fight, if we finish the race, preaching the gospel and keeping to the commandments that are written off, that are written in this divine blueprint. And Apostle Paul, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 16 to 18, he says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Praise God. Once you are holding on to this true gospel, the divine blueprint, you cannot be ashamed. You are not ashamed to preach this gospel. You will be able to speak boldly, for it is the truth. You recall that at one time, Daniel the prophet, some years ago, being a very prayerful people, he indicated in the 9th chapter of his book, where he says, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, by descent an aid, who was made king for the realm of Chaldeans, in the first year of this reign, I, Daniel, perceived in the books the number of years that according to the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet must pass before the end of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. Then I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking him by prayer and pleas for mercy with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him, and he keep his commandments. We've sinned and done wrong, and acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and rules. We've not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Daniel, being a prophet, he understood by reading the Bible. He went into the book to find out how things are to be able to interpret time in the same manner, whether we want to interpret the time, to recognize our day, to recognize where we stand, to recognize the message which we stand for. We understand by the reading of the books. You can only get that from the blueprint. And you know, according to the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, John, who was inspired of God to write this book, or to see the things that are spiritual, heavenly things, he said here, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his heavens, the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. Indeed, you are a blessed person if you read from the word of God, the words of this prophecy. You are also blessed if you hear and keep what is written in it. For you know, the time is near. You cannot prosper. You cannot make it without revealing into the divine blueprint. The Bible, being the true book, is the only book on planet Earth which tells you of your past, your present, and even your future. The Bible is the voice of God in print form. Whoever wants to prosper in life and to make it to eternity must go by this Bible, the blueprint. You remember even what Revelation 22 verse 18 says, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophets of this book. If anyone hears to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. As we clearly mentioned about this divine blueprint, which we said a blueprint is a guide and is a pattern to which everyone who would want to build on should refer to. If you want to be a builder, you have to refer to this. You cannot build without going back to the pattern. And it is only by going to this Bible pattern that whoever is a minister, whoever is a servant of God, if he wants to be recognized, he has to use this divine blueprint, which is the word of God. I want to appreciate you, brethren. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to minister the word of God, and which I believe, according to the prophet Moses, in the book of Deuteronomy, he says, man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And it is understood, really, that we cannot live without this Bible, without this word of truth. Praise God. And he indicates it clearly in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. It is only this word that makes you live. God bless you.